Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Prosper.com, America's marketplace for people-to-people loans. Prosper.com, where you can compete to bid on loans to fellow Americans.
Recharging the Games.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. The video game business is getting a stronger player. The French media conglomerate Vivendi is merging its video game business with California-based Activision. Activision created bestsellers Guitar Hero and Call of Duty. This deal creates the world's largest independent video game company and a big rival for industry leader Electronic Arts. Our European reporter Megan Williams has more.
Look out, Madden NFL and Need for Speed. These top-selling video games by Electronic Arts will soon face a new, big kid on the block. It's called Activision Blizzard, and it's the result of a $19 billion deal between gaming publishers Activision and the French Vivendi Games. Vivendi puts out the World of Warcraft. The fantasy game attracts more than 9 million monthly subscribers, a top in the industry. Vivendi will exchange its games and almost $2 billion for a 52% stake in the new company. Activision will invest $1 billion. The deal is expected to close early next year. I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
News of the Vivendi-Activision deal has boosted media stocks in Europe, but shares in many of the mining companies are weak, and that's pulled the major European markets lower. Asia was a mixed bag overnight. In Tokyo, the Nikkei was down, but stocks in Hong Kong edged up. For Wall Street, the focus is the Fed and interest rates. The debate now is whether the Fed will cut a quarter or maybe a half point. Stock futures are pointing to a lower open today. A lot of jitters still about mountains of bad debt in the banking system. Shock jock Don Imus is back on the air this morning at ABC Radio. It's been 8 months since he was fired by CBS Radio and MSNBC for racist remarks about the Rutgers University women's basketball team. After the incident, Imus was generally considered in disgrace. So what does Imus have that ABC wants? Here's Ashley Milne-Tite.
In a word, advertisers.
I mean, he had a very solid advertising base in the show on CBS's WFAN.
Mike Stern is news, talk, and sports editor at Radio and Records.
And there's opportunity for syndication across the country, which can generate revenue. It's a good business proposition for them.
That's assuming Imus's advertisers do come flocking back. They're banking on his celebrity guests making a return. Stern says initially the forthright host will depend on his closest famous friends to reappear.
After the initial furor of his relaunch dies down, I think you'll see more and more of the guests that he used to get coming back to him.
Imus's salary is rumored to be in the $5 to $8 million range. Stern says ABC will need to syndicate the show widely to justify those numbers. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Today, J.P. Morgan is expected to announce plans to invest $200 million of its own money in the entertainment industry. The Wall Street Journal reports the move will capitalize on the bank's powerful franchise in Hollywood. J.P. Morgan and its predecessor companies have been financing films since the silent film era.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Duke University's Fuqua School of Business Executive MBA programs, where working professionals earn Duke MBAs from locations around the world. Online at DukeExecutiveMBA.com. By Siemens, from generators that power cities to light bulbs for homes, from factory automation to medical diagnostics. Siemens 70,000 U.S. employees providing solutions for America. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
Drinking water is becoming an expensive commodity, and the cost will likely increase. Scientists have warned of threats to potable water sources as a result of population growth and global warming-induced drought. A few cities are taking a bold, if somewhat distasteful, strategy to replenish their drinking supplies. Sarah Gartner reports from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk.
That's the sound you don't want to think about when you're drinking purified sewage water. That's right. More and more cities are mulling the idea of recycling treated wastewater and pumping it into underground drinking water aquifers. Orange County, California is one of the few to take the plunge. Water officials there are launching a $480 million plant that will churn out 70 million gallons of treated drinking water every day.
This is water that otherwise would be discharged to the ocean, so we decided to recycle it. It becomes, in essence, a new source of water for this area.
Michael Marcus is general manager of the Orange County Water District. Marcus says, yes, consumers initially turn up their noses at the idea, but once wastewater's been through microfiltration, reverse osmosis, and zapped with UV light and hydrogen peroxide,
we feel it's as pure as bottled water.
I'm quite certain that we're seeing the beginning of a long-term trend.
That's Brent Haddad, a water expert at the University of California, Santa Cruz. He says the water is safe to drink, and as drought increases, he says many more cities will be forced to consider a toilet-to-tap scenario. Singapore is recycling its sewage water for drinking already, and other cities like San Jose, California, are seriously considering it. Orange County officials mounted a massive public education campaign, garnering support from national health experts to local ministers. The county's Ron Wildermuth reminds people that cities regularly dump treated wastewater into rivers, a drinking water supply for millions of Americans.
So it's nothing new. What's new here is the advanced purification that we're applying to the water.
And that's a reality most of us don't get at first flush. In Orange County, California, I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Last Friday, we told you about a White House plan to keep troubled subprime borrowers from losing their homes. This morning, there's word presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is expected to announce a similar plan today. It would be a five-year freeze on mortgage rates and a 90-day moratorium on home foreclosures. Later this morning, Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson will outline administration plans to freeze rates on adjustable-rate loans. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.